This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid a surge of anti-government protests in Turkey today, the Turkish lira fell 0.6% compared to the U.S. dollar. But it's not just political unrest in a single country. The month just ended was a down one for many emerging market currencies, the Turkish lira, the South African rand, and beyond. When interest rates were extremely low in the U.S., investors put their money into emerging market countries. But as U.S. interest rates rise, what are the economic reverberations globally? Chris Turner is head of foreign exchange strategy at ING Commercial Banking in London. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Mr. Turner, what's been happening in recent days?
Particularly this year, one of the most popular trades was for international investors to buy local currency debt. Now, that's premised on low interest rates in developed markets like the US, Europe and Japan. But over the last 4 weeks, the market has started to seriously question whether US rates can remain this low for so long. For those investors that have premised these holdings in emerging markets on the view that benchmark interest rates, for example, in the US would remain low for a long time, they've had to reassess those plans. And I think what we've seen is probably profit taking in those markets.
Now, some of those emerging market countries have been thriving based on this investment in not just this year, but in recent years. If the money starts going the other way, back to, for instance, the US, that could be disruptive.
I think we've got to put this in perspective for the time being, in that probably what we've seen is just 2 weeks worth of a correction, a relatively small correction in terms of some major trends that we've seen over the last several years. So it's probably too early to say that this is the end of the road for, say, low interest rate in emerging markets. And also as well, there's a lot of uncertainty as to how high US bond yields are going to go. For the time being, though, there's still generally emerging markets are seeing generally higher growth rates, even though, you know, Brazil has had a bit of a torrid time. There are expectations that it's going to return to sort of 3% growth. Mexico is expected to grow at 5% this year. So I think probably investors will view this as a temporary correction rather than a major reversal in trend.
All right, Chris, so you've put me on notice. If I see the 10-year Treasury yield go above 2.5%, I need to call you back.
Yeah, give me a call.
Chris Turner, head of FX strategy at ING Commercial Banking in London. Thank you very much.
Many thanks.